In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, what Miami's doing is getting workers. They're getting talented workers. Obviously, somebody who's going to bring a lot to the table. Our next guest definitely is bringing a lot to the table. I remember him, I believe, as a ninth grader at Lake Highland Prep in Orlando. But since then, he's moved on to IMG Academy. Easily one of the best linebackers in the country. He's done everything possible. A recent University of Miami commitment. We welcome in Gavin Nix. Gavin, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you got a busy training schedule this evening, so we'll make it brief with you.
Yeah, yes, sir, man. Most definitely. Thank you for having me on the show, man. Truly a blessing, man. And, you know, man, anytime I can talk about with you, man, it'd always be great. So I appreciate you having me on.
I appreciate it. And, you know, I mean, just watching you play and seeing what you bring to the table. And obviously, you know, I know a lot of schools, Florida State, Oregon, Alabama, all of them were in the mix. What was it about Miami that made it special? I know that Coach Nicholson, Derek Nicholson's a good coach, great guy. What was it about Miami that you said, hey, listen, you know, I got to be here?
Yeah, well, like you said, there was a lot that went into it, man. You know, obviously, like you mentioned, Coach Z-Nick, a great, great coach, man. Most definitely one of, if not the favorite coach throughout this process that I've been able to build a bond with. But like I said, man, it was a lot of deciphering factors. But for me, man, when it came down to it, man, the main thing is just what the institution and the network in the city of Miami could bring me. Because a big thing that I valued throughout this process, man, was I wanted to go somewhere where the institution will help me get my life started outside of football, man. And when I went to Miami, I came down to all of my schools about a various amount of things that I want to start to build on while I'm in college to get my life started. And Miami was able to connect me with real life people doing great things within their respective, whether it's majors, still students, or business people outside of college. But they had real life connections, whether it's, like I said, people on campus or people, you know, in the real world. And that's something that really stuck out to me, man. And, you know, I talk about connections. And another thing that stood out about them is their football alumni, man. It's like a real family. Every time that I came back, you know, John Beeson, Jonathan Vilma, Rohan Marley, Michael Irvin, like you have these icons that's always on campus, and they're pouring back into the players and the recruits as well. You know, I've been able to have great conversations with them guys, and it's not like no meet and greet type thing. They like real life people, man. And, you know, like I said, it's a bunch of things that I can talk about that was great about Miami. But as far as that, I think the connections and how I'm able to impact certain people and how different people can make a great impact on my life, I think that was one of the things that was huge for me. And when it came down to Miami, man, it was a no-brainer, man. It was all there for me. So that was the main deciphering factor for me.
They're throwing the big guns at you, John Beeson and Vilma. Wow, they're not, they weren't holding back. I mean, and you got to remember, they were in your shoes when they were in high school, and they had an opportunity when they came to the University of Miami to see, you know, the Ray Lewis's and people like that who came before them. So it's exciting, and obviously to go there and see the history of Miami, and obviously you know as well as I do between, you know, all the coaches on the staff, Coach Cristobal, they want to return that fast, and they have, and they've kind of impressed linebacker wise. They went out and got a few kids, and you know, we just had Darian Coleman on. Obviously, you know, he's in your area now, and here's somebody who obviously, you know, knows what he wants out of the program, and certainly that program is on the rise. What was it to you? You know, I mean, because you come in a different situation as most, Gavin. You've been away for the last couple of years from home. You've been at IMG, you know, on your own basically, and having to make some decisions. And you know, I got to go eat. I got to get my wash done. I got to do this and that. I got to study. Talk about the advantage that you're going to have, because you've got an opportunity to have already matured in that way.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. One of the things, you know, that I always tell the guys, day in and day out, you know, as far as my teammates goes, man, it's truly a blessing to be at a great academy like IMG Academy, man. And each and every day that I wake up, man, I don't take it for granted, man, because my progress since I've been there and everything that I've been able to soak up while my time being at IMG, man, it's been tremendous, man. The trajectory of who I am now is the big credit that goes to IMG. I mean, you went over a big piece of it. Like, each and every day, IMG really preps us for the next level. It's an academy that preps their student athletes to be real well matured to go in and do things early at the next level. That's why you see over the past course of years, IMG always has guys, whether it's on the collegiate level or the NFL level, that they're always pumping out and producing, because it's a true testament to the work that they do there, man. If you look at, you know, if you are looking out from the outside looking in, you can kind of grasp what we're doing, but man, when you're inside of those buildings, you really understand, man. I mean, like, from the time we wake up, from the time we go to sleep, it's very productive and it's very, very structured, man. And just like I said, going back to what I said, man, it really prepares you for what's ahead, man. And that's why, like I said, I'm so grateful to be here, because, you know, being at home, you know, I played my freshman season at home, and you know, you think you're a good football player, you think you're smart, you think you know everything, but man, when I know it was a pretty big transition for me when I came right after my freshman season, played my sophomore year at IMG. But that transition was like, whoa, man, it's a different type of ball. It's a different type of ball and a different type of life. Like,
yeah, okay, 15 years old, being a 15-year-old kid away from home like that, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And at first glance, it can be like, whoa, like, and it was for me too, but, you know, I've had and still do have great people that's helped me along the way, and it's most definitely a great environment to grow as a human being if you could just continue to stick through it, man. So everything as far as being a student athlete, having great coaches around me to prepare me for the next level, everything, man, it's been a true blessing.
No doubt. Gavin Nix joins us, University of Miami, 2025 commitment. He's at IMG Academy. Speaking about that, I mean, last year undefeated, get an opportunity. You talk about iron sharpens iron. You go against some of the best offensive players in the country right now and practice every single day. So there's nothing that anybody's going to throw you that's going to be any different. But this year, you up the ante a little bit. You open up with Corner Canyons, which is a Utah power, a really good program, Bergen Catholic. Which lost last year to Chaminade, but then won the rest of the way. Coco, which is a good high school football team, two-time defending state champions. You get a chance to play St. Thomas More, which is a really good program, and Venice, which is a competitive program, along with Mandarin. I mean, you guys got to be pumped up for the schedule, because last year, while you played some tough teams, I don't know if the schedule was as good as it is this year.
Oh yeah, big time. This schedule is great, and that's what we do. That's what we want. With the type of school that we are, we always come across a lot of schools who doesn't want to play this, that, and third. So anytime, you know, and that was just some of the schools that you name on our list. It's still a lot more good ones on there. And anytime we can get a schedule that sounds like that, trust me, man, we super pumped, and it's going to be a whole bunch of fun, man. So that's where the fun is, man. We can show the world who we really are on Friday night. So
Oh, East St. Louis too, which is a good program always too. I know they're. But before we let you go, what are the things that you need to work on before you get to that collegiate level, from a personal standpoint? What are the things that you need to work on from that personal standpoint before you get to Miami?
I feel like the main things, I feel like as far as my game, it's always stuff that I can critique and get better at. And, you know, as far as I've actually pinpointed on it this past spring, and I've been really trying to pinpoint being more effective in pass zone coverage, trying to be able to dissect what the offense is trying to give me early in the down, a pre-snap, whether it's wide receiver set, a whole offensive set, just trying to get any type of head start on the offense. Finding ways to break down film, and third, just trying to be a little bit more effective in block destruction as far as in the run game. But I think off the field, I've been pretty smooth. Like I say, a big piece of my maturity, and always been a mature kid. But IMG has really showed me how to balance really everything that really you have to go through as a collegiate athlete. And the main thing was time management. That was one of the things that I had to sharpen up when I first got IMG, but me going through those growing pains then really helped me. So as far as that, as far as my game, those are the main three things that I've been trying to pinpoint. And I've seen tremendous growth, like I said, throughout this past spring. And, you know, just always going to continue to make my weaknesses my strength.
Good stuff. Gavin, I can't thank you enough for joining us. You've been a pleasure. I'll let you go back to your conditioning. I know that's important for you as well. And I appreciate once again making some time for us. Looking forward to seeing you this year and next year, definitely.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you, man. You have a great rest of your night.
You too. Gavin Nix. Hey, you could hear. Miami's getting a banner kid. Great athlete, great kid. Great person, academic-minded. Wow. Can't beat that. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros, active adults, even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Media days are starting this week. Josh Wilson from Florida High School Football will join us next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.